All right, Justin Brayton, St. Louis. Look, Kenny just told us that he used your forks, which means you get a credit of this win, which means I'm not going to be able to deal with Wygant and how you got Kenny to win.
That's right. That's right. I need to have a chat with Kenny, actually, to get see what percentage I get. What's fair, you think?
I mean, I think a fork is 20% of a motorcycle.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so $20,000 or something. Yeah, no big deal. Yeah.
Never want to go to the LCQ, but it didn't really affect you. You ran up front for a long time, got a start, so that part was good. But I don't know, maybe did it get to you later on?
Not really, no. The start, I just had to pull the start, and somehow I found a hole in the first turn. I was like, I'm taking this. Yeah. Because I knew how start-dependent, obviously super start-dependent these days. And yeah, ran, I think, sixth or seventh for a while. Eli got me. I got him back. He got me again. And
it was an intense battle with everybody there.
Intense, yeah, it was really intense.
AC, yeah, Osborne, AC, Eli, you, Mookie, yeah, Baggett and Hill.
Yep. Baggett was in there. So, yeah, it's intense. And, like, yeah, it's just a battle. You know, eighth place, two weekends in a row isn't exactly what I would like, but yeah. – It's also, yeah, you got to take the good with the bad. Tonight could have been a disaster for me going to LCQ. And
Bike issue in the heat?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't honestly know exactly what it was, but
23 just, minutes to change your motor. Somebody timed you here in the pits.
Dude, how impressive is that?
It's pretty good. I mean, I probably would have done better, but that's pretty good for your guys.
What do you think you had in you?
I had probably 18.
You'd still be out here trying to change it. No, that was impressive. Yeah. We were just in a meeting, like, I applaud those guys. And Lars was actually awesome. He made the call and, like, hey, let's swap an engine. And I remember somebody saying, hey, I think the gate dropped in, like, 25 minutes from the time they started. And they're like, so, yeah, I just went up to the gate and I was like, I got confidence in those guys. And, yeah, they made it happen.
And then to start, of course, you're on the far outside, so you had to do that.
But, yeah, far outside. And Chad beat me to the first turn and then got by him. And it was actually really fun. I just was, like, treated as a heat race and trying – dip into the 52s and 53s, and so I was just racing the clock. It was actually pretty fun.
Fun track?
Yeah.
Beat down, ruddy, chuck hole track.
Fun track. Both tracks have been really challenging, really demanding, but, yeah, I liked tonight's track. It's just a bummer how much the whoops get chewed out, but, yeah, they weren't quite jumpers tonight. At least we still were skimming a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, and then the quad over the table. Did you do that?
I never did, actually. No.
I didn't see you do it.
Yeah, I never did.
What's going on?
Well, what was weird is through that segment all day, I was in the top five, and I think AC was first, and he was 1/10 better than me. So with me just going three on, it was actually not bad. Like, the way I was doing it was pretty good. And then, honestly, I had in the back of my head that there's a few years ago here in St. Louis, I was going three all the way over. Me and Stu were doing it. And once it went away in the main event, it totally ruined my race because I hadn't been going – three on off that much, and so I was like, just stick to the race line and go low in the turn, get the three on quick, like, just be racy with it. So it's kind of what I did all day.
So through two races, you've shown speed, you ran up front, lost some positions to crash last week. Are we okay with the start of the season?
Yeah, I, you know, we can talk about two weekends that got away and this and that, blah blah blah, but if I keep putting myself in that position, I really believe I can win one of these things and definitely be on the podium. Yeah, just kind of through the middle of the race, got to make it happen a little bit better, but I'm in the fight. Like, I was battling with Eli for most of the race tonight. That could be a fair win next weekend, you know. So it's going to be an interesting year. You got to be in it for all 17 for sure. And yeah, I'm fairly happy with the way it started.
Were you one of the guys doing the 2-3 after the finish in for the first time in the main event, or 3-2?
After the finish, no, I didn't practice.
Oh, okay, yeah, because a couple guys never did it. Eli was going 3-2.
Yeah.
Osborne and a few other guys pulled out the 2-3, like, in the main.
Yeah, no, I went 2-3 in practice. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Eli had to go kind of to the top of the run. That's actually where I passed him back. He had to go to the top to go 3, and I just went to the bottom rut and did 2 and got him back. But, yeah, that was a big 3, though, he was doing out of the turn.
Well, congratulations on 20% of the win tonight, Roxanne, on your fork. So nice work on that. And the Racer X cover.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Racer X cover is awesome. I'm stoked on that.
Thanks.
Thank you.